This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Five people killed and nine injured in a road accident in Dhanusa. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobar says everyone's responsibility to ensure the rights of persons with disabilities. And US says oil price cap will hit Putin immediately. Now the news in detail. Five people have been killed while nine others were injured when a vehicle carrying members of a marriage procession made an accident in Dhanusa this morning. Superintendent of Police Dhanusa Basanta Rajore said the accident involving the vehicle took place at Birendra Bazar on the East-West Highway at 4:30 this morning. The vehicle was carrying people who had attended a marriage function from Itahari of Piparalur municipality of Mohottari. Police said the deceased had been identified as 11-year-old child Yes Kumar of Piparalur municipality, 35-year-old Ruby Kumari Saha of Mukhiapati Musarenya Tulsiya of Dhanusa, 17-year-old Manju Kumari Saha and her sister 13-year-old Srijana Saha of Sahasola in Ram Gopalpur 7, Mohottari and the vehicle driver Abdul Mansuri 24 of Dhanauji Rural Municipality in Dhanusa. The injured are undergoing treatment at Provincial Hospital Janakpur Dham. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has expressed best wishes to all people living with disabilities, national and international organizations working in this sector, the Nepal government and guardians associations on the occasion of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. Giving a message of best wishes today, President Bhandari said the International Day of Persons with Disabilities would inspire all sectors concerned to work together for the rights of International Day of Persons with Disability. The President also reminded that the Constitution of Nepal has ensured the rights of people living with disabilities. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deobar has said that it is the common responsibility of all to protect and promote the rights of the person with disabilities while ensuring easy and priority access to state services. In a message of best wishes today, on the occasion of the 31st International Day of Persons with Disabilities, Prime Minister Deobar has noted that the Constitution of Nepal guarantees the right to social security to the marginalized and underprivileged citizens, including persons with disabilities. Accordingly, the government has been taking various initiatives for their social rehabilitation, social justice and protection, and giving special priority to education, health and employment sectors. Prime Minister Deobar said that based on the severity of the disability, the facilities provided by the state are being gradually increased while the government is implementing targeted employment and self-employment programs to allow people with disabilities to be a self-dependent life. Prime Minister Deobar has also expressed the commitment that the government would take special measures to address the problems and needs of all marginalized communities, including people with disabilities. Likewise, he has also wished that the day inspires the governmental and non-governmental organizations working in the protection of the rights and empowerment of the persons with disabilities and all related stakeholders to work with more motivation and energy and in an integrated and coordinated manner in promoting the rights, interests and welfare of the people with disabilities. The meeting of office bearers of CPN Maoist Center is going to convene a meeting at 3 p.m. today to review the recently held parliamentary elections. According to party's office chief secretary Sri Ram Thakal, the meeting of one of the ruling coalition partners is going to take place in its party central office at Peristara, Kathmandu. The meeting will not only review the party's performance in the recently held elections, but also dwell on the future strategy. Nepali Congress is in the lead in the vote count of the elections held to the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly in Siangja constituency number 2. The Nepali Congress candidate for the House of Representatives, Thanraj Gurung, continues to maintain the lead. As per the latest count, Gurung has received 27,032 votes, while Padma Kumari Arial garnered 22,400 votes. The 19th Handicraft Trade Fair is taking place in Kathmandu on December 9 to 13. Organized by the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal, the event aims to promote the development and market of handicraft products. The fair will showcase various handicraft products and sculpture materials. The fair coordinator Dilli Ratna Tuladhar stressed the need for conserving and protecting the country's original and traditional arts that are at risk of disappearance with the advent of modern technology. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. A new cap on the price of Russian oil will immediately cut into Putin's most important source of revenue, the U.S. has said. The U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the cap, which was officially approved by the Western allies on Friday, came after months of hard work. It is due to come into effect on 5th December or soon after. Yellen said low and medium income countries that have been heavily impacted by high energy and food prices will particularly benefit from the cap. She said it will also further constrain Russian President Vladimir Putin's finances and limit the revenues he is using to fund his brutal invasion, while avoiding disrupting global supplies, which could send petrol prices soaring around the world. The UN's peacekeeping mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo has denounced the killings of 50 villagers alleged by the M23 armed group in the country's conflict-racked east, as it is called for an investigation to bring the perpetrators to justice. These allegations, if confirmed, could constitute crimes under international humanitarian law, the UN mission tweeted on Thursday night, adding that it was horrified by the killings, which the DRC military said were a violation of ceasefire agreed on November 23. Representatives for the United States and European Union said the killings were potential war crimes, while Human Rights Watch said UN troops should be deployed to protect survivors. Now the sports news. Under the ongoing FIFA World Cup Football 2022, the competition is taking place between the teams that have reached the last 16 today. In the first match of the round of 16, the Netherlands will face America. The match will begin at 8:45 Nepali time. Similarly, the second match today will be between Argentina and Australia. The game will start at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in Karnali province and Sudupasim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the province today. Similarly, the division said the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Five people killed and nine injured in a road accident in Dhanusa. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says everyone's responsibility to ensure the rights of persons with disabilities, and US says oil price cap will hit Putin immediately. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.ub.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.